Public Safety Chairman and Bill's sponsor Alan Powell is still upset. He says Uber, particularly through social media, conducted a, quote, misinformation campaign.
Quite frankly, if it wasn't a public safety issue, I would tell them exactly where they could stick their Uber. Because the Uber corporate did discredit to the process.
The Republican from Hartwell maintains he's not trying to shut down Uber. His bill sets minimum requirements in terms of liability insurance, car inspections, fingerprinting, and background checks, requirements traditional taxi companies have complied with for years. Uber says it already holds hefty insurance policies for each car and conducts background checks. Last month, Uber Atlanta's general manager Keith Radford said Powell's bill was anti-innovative and restrictive. Radford denies spreading misinformation and now says a revised version is getting closer to acceptable.
We're not opposed to regulation. We will work to make sure that the ultimate bill that gets passed takes into account any concerns that we have as a business. And I think that the legislation has gotten much closer to that.
Despite the bill not receiving the requisite approval from the House by Monday's crossover day deadline, Powell says he can still tack it on to a Senate bill later this session. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.